Well, but my right, well, okay, that certainly is
even though it was a 3-3 vote, yeah, the conclusion was clear-cut because the law is you got to have 4 votes to issue the writ. And since they were 3 votes to issue the writ and 3 votes not to issue the writ did not issue. The matter was settled. The case was over. As a matter of fact, Dorothy Riley was in Mike Cavanaugh's office on that following Monday. And they had been colleagues together on the Court of Appeals. They were now colleagues in the Supreme Court. They had just gone through this traumatic experience in which Mike had voted against Dorothy to stay on the court. She was apparently conceding to him the sincerity of his position, and he was trying to make her understand that it was not something he had against her personally that had caused him to vote as he had thought he was obliged to do. And they were sort of mending fences, and then Dorothy left and returned to her hotel room, and within an hour the clerk of the court arrived with a piece of paper and handed it to her saying that she was ousted from the court. And what had happened in the meantime between the time that Dorothy left Mike Cavanaugh and the time that she was ousted was that Cavanaugh was summoned to Chief Justice Williams's office and told that that Levin had changed his mind, that they now had the votes to oust her. So, and of course, this meeting of the court occurred at a time when Justice Ryan was teaching at Cooley Law School in that evening. There was no scheduled meeting of the court. He called, apparently, just to touch base to see what was happening after he got out of class, whether there was any messages for him or whatever, and then he was informed that this meeting was taking place, and he promptly raced over to the Supreme Court chambers and burst into the Chief Justice's offices where the others were sitting and gave them an earful of his opinion as to the impropriety of what they were doing. But the whole story of the Dorothy Riley thing was so political and so filled with those kinds of pure power plays with no procedure and no propriety, not even an attempt to appear to be proper. And just raw power. If you got the votes, shove it down everybody's throat type of thing. And it was an embarrassing chapter in the history of the Michigan Supreme Court, no doubt about it.
The irony of it, of course, is that 2 years later she ran again and was elected and defeated one of those who had voted.
And defeated an incumbent justice who had voted against her.
And I think the public perception was that that was a big part of what the whole campaign was all about, the political race in that occasion.